Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hi, welcome into That's Your Opinion, where opinions are plentiful. Chick Hernandez, and that's an affirmation from the Smootstradamus, Fred Smoot, in the house, along with Chick Hernandez and the Amish one, Cy Fenwick. All right, fellas, I think the first order of business, and we have no idea what we're going to talk about here, but the fact fact that Amish's dog killed a rabbit bothers me. Okay, so please explain. Please explain. What, first off, why does the dog need to kill a rabbit? He's not gonna stew it. So what happened?
Jack Russell Terriers are bred to kill small animals like this. That's like their origin. I got home from work, tried to let my dogs out in the backyard like I usually do, and then the chase started, and then I watched it and.
You watched your dog kill a rabbit.
Yes, it was traumatic. I tried to prevent it. I yelled at my dog. Didn't work.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, because dogs understand your sentences.
Well, yes. We have a very good relationship. He understands me. But he just chose to ignore me. And so we had to have a funeral for Rabbit Downey Jr. The Iron Rabbit is no more.
Oh.
So Rabbit Downey Jr. was put to rest tonight in a trash bag on the curb for the trash.
Oh, come on. That was your funeral? A trash bag on the curb? You couldn't bury the damn thing?
Well, so the kicker was when it happened, it was so alarming for me that I needed to take a minute to recollect my thoughts. And then next thing I know, I go out with a trash bag and my snow shovel to shovel it into the bag. And it started pouring rain.
This is just flat out terrible. First of all, Chick get mad at a dog for being a dog. All right. Then Cy buries the dog, the rabbit, if it's a human being. Like, what are we doing here?
What would you guys do with a dead adult Rabbit Downey Jr. in your backyard? What do you do with that? Would you bury that? Would you dig a hole?
He goes in the garbage. I
put it in the trash bag. I used my snow shovel that I have to put it into a trash bag. Well, Sarah and I did it together, and then it's on the curb now. Rabbit Downey Jr. got poured on in a trash bag on the curb.
Rabbit Downey Jr., brother. You just love that name.
Yeah, I love it. I'm really proud of it. Iron Rabbit.
And the worst transition of all time. Now a word from our sponsor. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to get all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up, although Robert Rabbit Downey Jr. won't be signing anything. So head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. There's no betting on a rabbit dying. Fred, this bothers me, man. A dog is not bred to kill.
Yes, they are. A dog. We domesticate the dog when we bring him in and let him watch reruns of Martin. Yes. At the end of the day, the dog know only one thing. I am a dog. So here's one of the one things about it. Every insect, every animal, every reptile does one thing. And this knows its balance on this earth and it takes care of the earth. Now, the most intelligent out the group, the human beings, we choose to be a flea on Betty's back. All right? See, that's the difference. So let the dog be a dog. And this is what I want to bring up. I think we bet a couple of episodes ago about what rookie we thought was going to have the biggest impact. Did we make that bet or not?
On
the Washington football team. Did we bet on what rookie we thought was going to
be? I don't think we did that yet.
I think, listen, you're Jamaican. You have 13 jobs. So you have 13 different shows. You made a bet on someone else's other show. And I feel offended right now.
We did that.
I'm asking. That's why I asked the question. I didn't say we did. I said, did we make that bet? So
no,
now,
bet.
On behalf of our sponsor, are you willing to say this the rookie that I picked to make the biggest impact his rookie year?
Sure. Why not?
All right. I'll give you some time to think by telling you mine first.
Okay. All right.
And telling you why, I think.
Okay. All right.
And everything. All right.
All right. Yes.
It will be one Benjamin St. Juiced. Got it right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And Jewish, if I'm French for the day. Nice. All right. So, let me tell you something. He's not only 6'3", 200 pounds. He can flat out run. He's a playmaker with a big body and a long wingspan. So that means you can't throw fade routes on guys with long arms. I've been one of those guys. Mm-hmm. You make the quarterback have to throw at a high peak and it has to fall quick too. You have to be a skilled passer to do that. All right. Not only can he play on the outside, he can literally play nickel and he can play safeties too. He will make the biggest impact because it's a lot of receivers in this division. All right, it's going to be a lot of balls that's going to be through down the field. All right, he will have a lot of chances to make plays behind the best defensive line in football. Hence, the cause and effect is this. Because the D-line is so good and the quarterbacks will be under duress, he will come in fearless and making plays, and he will have the most interceptions. He's going to tie me as a rookie since Fred Smoot.
Ooh,
yes.
Named himself. Wow, named himself. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, and it's a logical choice. And you can't pick a lineman to make the big impact. So, I'm going with Dyami Brown, a little wideout, making the biggest impact as a rookie.
No, Jamin Davis.
No. There's too many good defenders. I don't think
a middle linebacker is almost guaranteeing you 100 plus tackles. Whatever you do on the sack side and the interception side is a plus, and this guy can actually intercept the ball.
And Ron Rivera is the head coach.
Thank you. That's a middle linebacker. And Jack Del Rio is his defensive coordinator, who's a linebacker.
You asked biggest impact, and I think he's gonna flash and shine. That's all I'm saying. Okay, you asked. I answered. You're actually contradicting yourself. How can you make an argument for Jamin when you just picked another guy?
Oh, no. I just asked why you wouldn't pick the first round pick. You know, I don't think nobody's shocked I went with the corner. I just actually think behind the line, he is going to make some plays, and it's going to shock people when he do.
Shock him? You think it'll shock people?
Yes, because, you know, he wasn't like one of these guys that had this crazy college career where you heard about him every weekend and, you know, thought he was going to be J.C. Horn or somebody like that. But he's going to have just as much of an impact because he's going to have a better D-line.
Speaking of the NFL, it's no surprise that by 2023, we're probably going to see an 18-game schedule.
Most definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. What do you think? I mean, so 18 games, Fred, that's a lot of football.
They are going to learn their lesson this year because the one thing I've been waiting on since they said 17 games, if I'm a player, I'm like, all right, no problem. But what I want to see is where is the roster increase? All right, if you're going to increase the games, we need to increase the roster by 10 players that give us at least one or two each position. All right. Yes. So at the end of the day, they need to go from 53 to 63, and they need to be all active. I'm tired of this non-active. If they're traveling, they need to go to work. All right. So we don't need all of the other stuff no more.
Can you fit that many guys on a plane?
Well, look like this. If you're the road team, out of your 53, you can only have 45 active.
Right.
Why not 53? How about 53 people? Like, so, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to have to go to 63. That guarantees I don't have to start bringing people in off the street the eighth game of the season. And some team is going to catch the injury bug. It happens all the time. It's going to start with one or two veterans getting hurt in the preseason, and that's what it's going to be a landslide. So long as they increase the roster, I'm fine with the 18 game. More football? You tell me more football? They're just like telling me, you know what? When you go outside today, it's going to be extremely high amount of air out there. You know, I just numbered air out there, fresh, good old air. And I'm not turning that down.
Okay. I mean, you knew it was an eventuality. Hell, you knew it when it was 14 games and it went to 16, and you knew it was, so it's going to increase. Who knows where this thing will end up, but I know
the cap
CBA
goes up, and the cap goes up. Yep. The cap will go up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I want to discuss the Washington Wizards for just a second. Bradley Beal.
Love
it. No question. I think he's been a baller and just been a consummate pro. And his contract is up next year. Okay. Next year, his contract's up. And there's already rumors about the Boston Celtics wanting Bradley Beal. He's been non-committal about, you know, smartly so. He's like, I don't feel like talking about it. He goes, but I know there's shit out there. He goes, if you don't hear it from me, it's just rumor. And so what do you think happens with Bradley Beal in the Washington franchise?
I tell you one place he ain't going. That's Boston. All right? You know how the Knicks went through their 20 years of mediocrity? Mm-hmm. And it went from being a destination spot to no pros want to go there because of the high taxes. No pros want to go there because of the bad coaching, the ownership. Boston is finally about to get their just due, you know. And when I say Boston is about to get their just due, I mean this. For the last two decades, I've watched Boston have parade after parade after parade. It's like after the Red Sox curse was broken. It just, they had so many parades. They was playing in one once a year. If it wasn't the Celtics, it was the Red Sox. If it wasn't the Red Sox, come on, it's the Bruins. It's somebody, like the Patriots. They just, they done had it too long. Now, Brady's left there. So New England is not more as appealing as it used to be, right? The Celtics got a black cloud over them right now, just not their destination. The Red Sox, they've been rebuilding since a decade ago, all right? And so at the end of the day, it's over for the city of Boston sports-wise. They've had their glory years, all right? They're not going to probably get another championship there deservingly for at least another decade.
As somebody with many Boston sports fans, all I can say is, thank goodness. I'm so sick of it.
Really?
I'm so sick of Boston fans. Yep. So sick of it.
It's too gluttonous. It's gluttonous.
Yep. See, it's time for them to go back and feel the pain.
It's just been such a great period now that they so spoiled and they so used to it. That, you know what, you need to feel the normalcy that the rest of the city
exactly
felt. You should feel that. And so now you appreciate that parade y'all have 20 years from now. All right, so that's what you need to understand. And what's going to really do it to him, Belichick can only coach so much longer before he retired. And when he retired, he's the last hope. I'm talking about Luke Skywalker, the last Jedi. All right, when he calls it quits, that's when I wake up and drink some Folgers in my cup, all right, and enjoy that coffee, because that's when I know the run for the city of Boston sport wise is officially over.
Don't get me started on Luke Sky Rabbit. Didn't come to a good end today.
How many rabbits do you talk about?
I've got a lot of good rabbit names.
That's great. Why don't you go back in your trash can and make some stew, you dork? The Celtics made a move today. I mean, Danny Ainge has said bye-bye. He's retiring, and they moved. Brad Stevens gave him a promotion, which people around the country are like, what in the hell are
he's
you doing?
He's burnt out. He's burnt out from coaching, but he still is a very intelligent basketball
player. He's burnt out. He didn't even coach that long.
And he's young. He's very young.
Yeah.
Hey, why are y'all mad when people take different routes? You know, they weren't talking mad, stuff when they hired Theo Epstein.
Krzyzewski's about to retire, and how long has he been coaching? And like Brad Stevens is burned out, and it's not even half his age.
He's not retiring from basketball. He's moving up into the front office, getting another notch under his belt. He can always come back down and coach. All right. Phil Jackson went to the front office and came back down and coached. So at the end of the day, you can make these moves. Like, the more stuff that you've done on your resume, listen to me. If you would have told me 2 more years of your career playing, they want you to come work in the front office at the Washington team, I would have said, you know what? I'm going to the front office. Because I can work in the front office the rest of my life. I can only play football for a 5-9 time. So at the end of the day, I would have said, you know what? That mean I ain't guaranteed to be the GM here, but it can set me up to be the GM for another team.
True. I just think it's, you know, the next coach that comes in for Boston's going, wait, that guy behind me was the coach? Now he's watching me coach? That's too much for me.
Like, he ain't watching you coach. He's making transactions on behalf of the team. Hmm. He's shuffling players. You do the coaching. He can't tell you how to coach. So I think people are really, you know, it goes back to the Tim Tebow effect. Everybody hating on Tim Tebow because he got a job. Don't get mad. Think about it. If you set me up for success, all right, chick, I'm forever owed to you, so it'll be certain favors I would do.
All right.
Tim Tebow, Alex Smith got him the Florida job, all right? Alex Smith, when he was at Utah, got Urban Meyer the Florida job by becoming the first pick.
Right.
After that, he went to Florida, and Tim Tebow turned him into a national championship winning coach.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So now you had my back, and you sprung me to greater things. So Tim Tebow got him a job at Ohio State. Right? So not only did he turn him into a national championship winner, he set him up to win his other championship. So if I come to your city, all right, in your backyard, I'm a lookout for you. Why not? Yeah. It happens like that in every job category, all right? If your coach is still coaching and you want to make a comeback, that's the only person going to give you a chance to come back. Right. The only person. His coach just happened to have his first pro job when Tim turned 37. Mm.
It's who you know sometimes, what you went through and who you know.
So back to the Bill talk. Back to the Bill talk. Mm-hmm. Bill doesn't leave. I say this. Who, if you could dream up a big three, we already got a big two. If you could dream up a big three, that means we add one more person to spring us into the let's go play against the Nets. Let's go compete against the Bucks. Let's just do what we got to do. Sixers and all. What other guy would you put with Russell and Bill to make it a true big three?
Wow. Well, they need a big guy.
I thought Gafford played well.
He did play well. Kind of petered out. Didn't shoot very well late, you know, late. But if you want a big three, well, then bring over Doncic. Good night, everybody.
Come on. Let's be realistic with the pick, though. Come on. He's a franchise guy. He's going nowhere.
How do you get big threes? Managers, owners people make
that's
moves.
People about contract that'll be out. People that's looking to trade out of the place they're at. People in a losing situation. However,
Kevin Durant fully screwed this franchise. Not screwed, but Kevin Durant should have at some point seriously considered the Wizards. I will always be salty about that.
Really?
I started the hashtag KD2DC. That was me.
Really?
Yeah, I should have trademarked it in hindsight.
I was going to say, you failed.
You failed miserably.
Your hashtag failed. And do you remember this, guys? Do y'all remember when hashtag that's real popular now? You know he still worked for the phone company, right? Because he originally went by the name of Pounds. You understand me? Pound. You remember the pound symbol on your phone that we never used? He had no job. All right. He rebranded himself and went and started working for the internet in your phone company and turned his name into hashtag. You want to talk about the ultimate rebrand? Guess what? Star on the phone was more popular than Pound. All right. Don't forget his original name. And now he still does nothing with the phone company, and he rebranded himself, and he's working. And he just started a hashtag that stunk it up. That show you all you got to do is always rebrand yourself.
So does he make money off that?
Who, hashtag?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, he's at his peak. He's at his peak. He's at his peak right now.
I think Daryl Pounds should have hashtagged himself.
Who's your third guy?
I don't know. Giannis. Know the contract situation. What?
Giannis will never come. He gonna stay where he at. Well, not realistic.
There's nothing real. So to play this game that you're presenting, there's nothing realistic. Who's a realistic superstar that you could see the Wizards getting?
If I had to patch something together right now,
Fred's got somebody.
Because I need to bring a six man in here too. I need some veterans. I would sign these two players. And when I sign these two players, I don't have to trade for them. They just veterans. And if one paying out, it's a plus, but the other one is pretty much on his, on his grace period out. So I'm automatically bringing in DeMarcus Cousins, and I'm signing Carmelo Anthony. Wow. Bringing him home.
Yes.
All right.
I love Melo.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm taking a flyer on Cousins. Whatever I get from him is a plus. And right. Melo is my sixth man. All right. Now I'm finna go out and try to get my other guy. Now I'm finna go and ask myself, is it anybody on Cleveland's team that I want? All right. Any veteran? Do I want a Kevin Love? Do you think it's over for Kevin Love? All right. You can ask yourself this. You can ask yourself this about Detroit. Detroit has a couple good young players over there. All right, so it's always a guy out there. What about Andrew Wiggins? If you bring an Andrew Wiggins here, is he a guy that you could put with this guy with his defense
right.
and the fact that he's showing up all of a sudden? So yeah. It's guys.
There are guys. I'm not sure they fill out the big three category, but there are guys.
Kawhi Leonard is on an option year.
Who?
Kawhi Leonard could technically opt out, I believe.
Wow.
I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying he technically could if he chose to.
What about a Zach LaVine?
Big three material?
Hey, you got a point guard, a shooting guard, and a small forward. All can handle the ball and create and make their own shot. You need whoever that third person to be a shooter. Russ going to break the defense down, and he going to push it out to him. He got either side to do that now. All right? You need to find your Klay Thompson. That's what we looking for. We looking right. for that guy. All right, I got a guy, Buddy Hield from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Add Buddy Hield to the mix. And you add Carmelo and DeMarcus Cousins. With the group you got now, the only person we got to trade for is Buddy Hield.
Is Scott Brooks still your coach?
Yeah, why not?
People were tripping about it. So,
well, I don't know what they tripping about.
Defense is what they chirp about. The Wizards under his regime have been terrible at defense every year.
We're bringing a defensive assistant coach.
Okay.
Sometimes it's an easy fix with these things. Let's stop making this stuff hard. You need players in the NBA. I'm sorry. Like, the NBA out of all sports is player-driven. You got three of the best players, you got a chance to win a championship. Simply. We're seeing that with New Jersey. They don't need no time to get used to each other. They hooping. All right? And that's what it's about. And we got to match them with a big three. And you ain't going to do it with a big two. It's proven. You ain't even get past Philadelphia's big two. Ben Simmons can't shoot a free throw to save his life.
One of two.
Yeah, the process just getting to the point he hefty, now he out. So you got Trey Young down there shooting a Spalding off the ball in Atlanta. You got LaMelo balling in Charlotte. So, the East Coast is coming alive. And don't get it twisted. Dane is 31 years old. He's going to see his mortality. If he loses this year, he's going to actually, I think, for the first time say, maybe I need to consider going somewhere else. And if you had Damian Lillard on New York Knicks team, I'm sorry. they'll be a hard team to
beat. Yep. I love Dame. I think he's pretty committed to Portland.
I just think he ain't getting his just due. Oh, the man just hit.
He's not. He doesn't get his just due.
He just hit 12 threes. If he did that in the Mecca of basketball, then not a Knicks fan can have something to cheer about instead of winning one playoff game and watching Ice Trey shoot you off the court. All right. Talking about he got public hairs in his head and stuff like that. He studied with shooting the ball at him. All right.
Dame hasn't been getting his credit for a while now.
I'm just saying. Yeah, they talked about his hair.
Did you say public hairs?
Yeah, public.
Oh, so you're being very kind. You know what? If the Washington football team would hire the security guard who tackled that fan who ran on the court, that might be a hell of a defense.
Hey, Coach,
what's
said,
going on?
People,
we talked about last week. It's getting worse, dude. It's getting worse.
No, human beings. I'm gonna speak for all human beings that live on Earth, and if people from Mars are listening to this, let me tell you, we as human beings have been trapped in the house for 18 months.
Okay.
So to appropriately say it, we don't know how the hell to act. You know how they say act like you had some. We ain't had some. Right? We ain't been outside, so now we don't know how to act anymore. And everybody has this pent up. Explosion. Like I told people at the bartenders, I told them when I started going back out to restaurants, you can't pour my drink like you used to pre-COVID, all right? Because I has been making my own drinks heavy-handedly at home, so your little one cup of alcohol doesn't do it for me anymore, Not only this, they're letting us out of the cage, and I'm sorry, it's going to be hard to control some of us who was already habitual line steppers before COVID started.
I mean, if you walked into my place of work and spit on me like Trey Young got spit on, if you got hit in the head with a bottle like Kyrie Irving, if you get tackled, if I got tackled in my place of business, I'm going to jail. I'm going to do something stupid. I mean,
I wish I could say the same, but I have been hit in the head with a life preserver in Chicago Bears Stadium.
That was your boat. That was your boat. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, but I shouldn't get hit in the head with a life preserver. Ain't that supposed to save life?
Not supposed to.
Hurt it?
Well, you were in the water struggling. So they said, here, and they just chucked it at you. And boom.
No, I was working. I was playing a game.
Okay, hold on. Wait, what? This was not on your boat?
No.
Okay. So
you got hit by a life preserver in a football stadium.
They were making a boat joke, and they threw a life preserver.
Yes.
Hit you in the head. Your helmet on or off?
I've had life preservers threw at me a couple of times. Out of all the things you can have thrown at you, I've had life preservers thrown at me. You know me, I'm a laugh. I can see
the joke in everything. The first time it happens,
they can't break me down mentally like that.
If you get hit in the head by something, your first reaction would be, what the fuck? And then you see the life preserver, you're like, oh, that shit's funny.
Right? Hey, I'm like, what? Kill me with life? What did you think I was seriously drowning while I walked through the tunnel? Like, what was going on? So that's why I don't take it serious, man. But these fans are going overboard.
They're losing their minds.
Because they have been trapped in their house. Like, I told everybody, this is going to be the golden age of truth. In relationships, people have had to sit in the house with this person for a year straight. Oh, they know if they want to move forward with it or not. We're going to see a high divorce rate, and people finally realizing they don't like each other. Right? Not as much as they thought they did. So the test of everything. So fans is going to test the boundaries. People driving fast are going to test the boundaries. Like I said, you let the dogs out of the cage. Don't expect for them to act right. See, I'm from the ghetto, chick. And this is what happened when you own a ghetto dog. If your ghetto dog ever get off the chain, that one time, he's running 7 miles away from the house with no intention.
Is he killing rabbit? Is he killing rabbit Downey Jr.?
No, he's eating kids.
Hey, he's out of there. All right, he don't want to come. When he take off running, he ain't stopping in the front yard. He's going 5 neighborhoods away.
Wow. Okay. Well, I wish those fans that are doing that stupid shit would run 5 miles away, because it's stupid and it's terrible for our players who have to now look over their shoulders just a little bit. They got to keep their eye on the crowd. Man, I wish Ron Artest was still playing. Is that fool who ran on the court?
He got B droppings. That's what we call it. He walked into a wasp nest. And Ron Artest gave him left, right, all it. You know what I said? While all these celebrities fighting in boxing?
Oh, my.
I would love to see Metal Royal Peace
Woo.
Drop them trombones on somebody. Okay, I would love to see. Like, if you want to fight a basketball player, because they love to pick on the basketball player.
Right.
They don't pick on the football player. All right. I ain't seen them call none of us out now, but all of the basketball players, they just call them out. Call out Metal Royal Peace and see and see what kind of beating you get. See, let's see how fast this is over with.
Yeah, big time. I just had a thought. What was it? It just fleeting, just left me. Damn it.
It happens, man. Don't worry about it. And you were still talking about the fans. You were talking about the fans. And
yeah, I know. It just left me. Damn it. Coach K, real quick, retires from Duke after next season. They've already hired their next guy, John Schreier, his former player. People are like, what the hell?
Oh, Schreier.
How do you, what, you know? And a lot of folks are like, you had a lot of black players that came
to Grant Hill? No, all Virginia's of these guys, finest.
All of them, Nolan Harris, all of these guys came through there. And they're still in Tommy Amaker, hello, Johnny Dawkins, hello, all those guys. And just John Schreier, Maryland put out a great IG post. It was I think Jordan Williams coming down the lane and basically just put his crotch in Schreier's face on a jam. And they just said, the title was, "Congratulations, Duke." But that's all you needed to see was this guy getting teabagged. Hello.
Hey, listen, it ain't nothing worse. I played high school basketball and basketball just, you know, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it ain't nothing worse than getting a public teabag. You got to understand, I've given up a touchdown in the game. I've burnt somebody in the game. I've dunked on somebody. I've got dunked on. It's nothing worse than a teabag. Somebody going to catch it right at the peak. I'm talking about.
Absolutely. You got a face full of nuts.
It's the worst, all right? It's the worst.
Yeah, it's a face full of crotch. Never good. When we last talked, Naomi Osaka was not going to talk to the media. She has since said, bye-bye, French Open. And we talked about it last week, and I try to inform myself better on it afterwards. And I've seen a bunch of her colleagues, Serena Williams for one, say, I wish I could, you know, be with her right now. I got her. I understand it. Michelle Wee West, the golfer, said, I know exactly what she's going through. We're just now, because it was a topic. Mental health was not a topic that was talked about a lot. A couple guys in the NFL have begun to talk about it and be open about it. A couple guys in the NBA, and now we're seeing it here in tennis. And so I'm all for. I was kind of bitching last week about you got to talk. It's part of your contract. I further investigated and said, you know what, she can do what she wants. If this is an issue, it's unfortunate that she backed out of the French Open. She felt like she had to, that's her deal, and I can't say that's wrong.
I'm glad. I'm just happy to see you just back off of your dirty old man.
Wait a minute.
Wait, all right? Because when I fought you last week about the fact that she shouldn't have to do it, I asked you one question first. How old is she? She's a child prodigy. Mm-hmm. It's already hard enough to go out there and try to beat Serena Williams, the best of all time. Now I got to worry about you sticking a mic in my face, telling me what I need to say. All right. Well, how about you be like the people at ESPN and you make up what you want to talk about to me? Because me telling you, you sticking a mic in my face while she's already going through anxiety. All right. You sticking a mic to her face while she already overthinking stuff, asking her the same thing that you just watched happen. How about you write your own narrative? All right. You talking about is messing up a job. I mean, getting in the way of the reporter's job. Last time I checked, since Twitter came out, reporting has changed anyway. Right. It's flipped the script. Nothing is done the way it used to be. Right, we ain't even had during COVID any in live people doing it in live. All right. So these things have changed. That's one of them post-COVID things that's not going back to the way it used to be. All right. So at the end of the day, if you can't see that for what it is, and I'm tired of people looking at athletes as their heroes when we are kids when these careers start. We are children. Grown men shouldn't be looking up to kids. All right. I don't know if it's because I play sport, but I don't look at none of them and they my hero. I can just appreciate their talent. Why can't I just say, look, I like to watch him play. Right. I appreciate his talent. Mm-hmm. I ain't looking up to you. No, you master the skill at a young age. I shouldn't be, your words out of your mouth shouldn't be making or breaking my day. I'm grown. I got kids. Maybe you got that effect on my kids, but you ain't got that effect on me.
Mm-hmm. All right. I get it now. I mean, do you expect guys in your sport to take this tack now and say, hey, listen, I got anxiety issues.
I don't know why people want to force people to do stuff they don't want to do. It's like, a woman don't want to marry you, but you're going to force her to marry you. Then you're going to be shocked when y'all get a divorce. She didn't want to marry you in the first place. You knew that. You want to control the situation. Y'all know it's a lot of athletes that ain't comfortable talking. A lot of football players.
Right.
They just want to play football. All right, just you go to work. You don't have to talk every time you go to work. I thought I got hired because I could play, not because I could talk. Let Fred Smooth do that. Let me do that. Let me handle that.
I'm with you, but part of the game, as you well know, for those guys who are really good at football, is the guy that's behind the agents and the marketing gurus who go, hey, look, man, if you do this interview. And you're good at it, or you say something positive, we can put that out in social media and we can start to build your brand. A lot of guys,
everybody don't want a brand.
Everybody don't want a brand. I agree with you. Everybody doesn't.
And some people go about a different way of building a brand. Let's say she ain't comfortable with the mics being in her face. She's more comfortable doing her interviews over Zoom, in her own house. She's more comfortable, doing her shows when she at another place while she ain't just played a tennis match. Right. Osaka, let me be her branding agent. She'll never have to talk again after a tennis match, and I can still make her just as much money branding her. Okay. All right? I watched Kawhi Leonard say three words, and I think they was laughs. I don't even know if they was words. All right? Listen to me. And I think his branding going just good, because winning is what all matters. You know what? Get all that stank out. Winning—it's the ultimate cologne.
True. Anything else y'all want to talk about besides the fact that grilling with gas is fine?
Yes, the grilling thing was exactly what I want to talk about.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter.
How does it not matter?
It's about ease. Sometimes, you know, a father of two older kids, I got to cook on the fly. I'm not sitting there putting my hands in that damn charcoal, making sure I will cook out three times a week. I'm not going in that bag and set it up and lighter fluid.
It's not that hard. You can put the charcoal on the lighter fluid. It literally takes about 1 minute to assemble. Give it 20 minutes, just 20 to 30 minutes. Heat
exactly.
up.
Exactly. That's the problem.
There's no question. It's all about charcoal. You can tell a lot about a man by how he uses grill. Yep. Which grill does he use? That tells me if we were stuck in the woods for like 3-4 days. You would basically be the one that have no survival skills.
I can make fire with wood. I can make fire with wood now. I can do that.
So what if we ain't got no lighter? How are you gonna get that done?
Got two sticks, dog.
Two sticks are two rocks.
Little shavings.
It's also about taste. There is a massive difference in taste between. There's a massive. The charcoal taste. Are you kidding me?
What? First of all, you're basically using the stove that you put outside. There's no difference between.
Might as well put it on the stove.
You might as well put it on the stove. It's no different.
I marinate them anyway, so I don't want.
I don't care if you can marinate it in Jesus' bathroom, and it's still not gonna give you the taste that charcoal grill with wood on it does for food. The aroma, everything.
There is a different taste, but for me, it doesn't make it infinitely better.
I can promise you this. I love what I cook. I love you as a friend, but I can promise you this now. I will always turn down your invites to your barbecues, because you've already let me know that not only is the meat going to be nasty, that you probably got raisins in your potato salad.
No.
I'm through.
First of all, I don't do potato salad. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, I'll do it, but I ain't making it. My mom made great potato salad, but then she did.
Like I said, I'm not coming anyway. I'm not coming anyway. So I'm not going to be let down. I'm not coming anyway.
Fred, you can come to mine, man, because my charcoal grill, like, my friends come to my house because of how good our grill outs are. Like, we kill
it. And the fact that you got rabbits in your backyard, we could be grilling some rabbit. You know what
see,
I mean?
You got
I got a meat. Fresh one. I got a fresh rabbit Downey Jr.
Yes.
That's enough. All right, let's get the hell out of here. You guys are
man, I'm from Mississippi. They eat rabbit in Mississippi.
I don't
they
mind eat eating anything, but I'm not going to eat a freaking yard rabbit that was killed by my dog.
It's that's a vegan. It's a vegan. All right, let me ask you this. What? Have you ever ate deer meat?
Yes, venison is great.
All right. So yes. Let me ask you something. Okay. Let's say one night, I hope this never happened, but it happens a lot down south. You ride.
I know what you're going to say, damn it. I know.
Yes. And you kill it. Are you not going to put it in the trunk and take it to the butcher? It just tore your car up. The least I can get is $200 worth of venison, and I can literally sell some to get this front end fixed.
Well, first of all, I can't fit a deer in my trunk, and I'm not putting it in the back seat. That's for sure.
What are you driving? You're driving a Leaf?
I got a little BMW, 430 BMW, man. With a,
man, put that deer in the trunk of there. Listen,
I got golf clubs back there, man. Come on.
See, let me tell you something. You old city boy. Them old city boys.
Oh, I'm a city boy. There's no question. Let me tell you
Do something. You know what my grandma would have did if I just told her I hit the deer? The first thing I heard, I'm out going to be, well, where is the deer?
I understand that. You're from Mississippi. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland. We don't do that a whole lot. But I will tell you the worst, before we get out of here, I'm going to tell you the worst. It's still a nightmare for me. I'm driving two of my children home from theater. They're at in high school, and they rehearse till all hours of the night. So, like, I'm waiting outside, finally get them. We're going down this road. I've driven down it 1,000 times. Their aunt lives off a side road. And I'm driving up, and I look ahead of me, and I'm like, what the hell? It's a deer sitting in the road. He's sitting up, he's on his belly, but he's sitting up. And I'm like, so I pull over. And now, if there was a camera, it was the dumbest thing. I'm like, kids, stay in the car. I'm going to try to get this deer to move because he's in the middle of the road, right? So I walk over to this deer. I pull ahead about 25 yards. I walk back. The deer's sitting there looking at me. I'm going, yo, dude, you got to go. You got to move. And the deer's looking at me like, and I'm trying to look and see if he's injured. I don't see anything, but he's just sitting there. I'm like, seriously, dude, you got to go. And I'm like, I don't want to get near him, but I'm like, oh, I'm shoo. And out of my left eye, I see car lights. And I turn to this car. I'm waving my camera, the light on my phone, trying to get him to stop. That car never stops. That car just goes, wham, runs right over the deer. And now the deer's underneath the car. And I'm like, well, this is unfortunate. And the car rolls over the deer and keeps going, never stops. And I'm sitting there like, you've got to be shitting me.
Did you try honking the horn? Because honking the horn noise, like deer in the headlights, they stop with light. If you honk the horn, it's noise. If you honk the horn at them,
tried everything.
You went up there trying to reason with
the deer. You tried to negotiate.
I did. Believe me, I told you it was stupid, right? So the first car hits him, and he just keeps going. And at that moment, I look up and my two kids are standing outside the car and they are shook. They're just looking and I'm like, oh shit.
It was your fault.
Why didn't you honk the horn?
In the car.
That deer's life is on your hands.
No.
Yes, the deer wasn't dead,
by the way. But
you killed Bambi.
30 seconds poor later, Bambi. Here comes a pickup truck, never puts on the brakes. And boom, hits that deer again and just rolls and skids on it. And I'm like, you're shitting me. That truck never stopped. Just went on through. And I'm like, all right, we got to go. I get in the car and it's
Bambi's blood is on your hands. I'm sorry. Like,
how was it on my hands? That car
why didn't you honk your horn?
I could.
Did you honk the horn?
I'm sure I honked the horn.
Oh, you're sure?
I was going by him.
Okay.
I'm sure I did.
Last time we talked about a story about me, Fred Poole, aka Iron Mine, saving somebody out of lake. All right.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a story where you fail. You failed as a hero to save a deer because you didn't have the common sense to blow your horn.
I'm sure I blew the horn. I'm sure I did.
You're not good under pressure, chick. That means you wouldn't have been a great athlete because when the clock is ticking, you ain't processing it how you should have. All right? You should understand a deer can't see, but it damn sure can hear and smell.
I'm sure I beat that horn, damn it. And then I try to talk to it. He wouldn't, you know, whatever. And so on the ride home, you know, my daughter's not the most, at that point, we weren't really, you know, very close.
Because she was a teenager. No, but teenagers hate their parents. Like, don't worry about that.
It was the only time where I'm driving, I look over at her, and she just puts her hand on my shoulder and gives me a shoulder rub. And I'm like, oh, this is really, really, really weird. And then we got home. I went upstairs, and then my wife came running upstairs. Are you okay? I'm like, why you ask?
Because you're a villain.
Gabby said that you've been affected by the deer.
Like, you killed it.
I did not kill it. We got a rabbit killer.
You got a deer killer. Like, listen to me. These are the first steps to know that I shouldn't be doing this podcast with y'all. Y'all are chronically killing animals. And chick, the bad part about you, that's how good guys turn into villains in a movie when something like this happens. And now you realize because you failed. You failed under pressure to save this deer. Like, one action. This could have been totally different. Okay. And your kids would have been like, Pops is a hero. Your kids left there like, you know what? At the most, he could be Robin, maybe. He can't be any other superhero he can't be.
So tomorrow I go to the butcher. I'm getting some venison. Thanks for listening, everybody. Fred Smoot for the Amish Man Side. I'm Chick Hernandez. Thanks for listening to That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.